Kripke.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripcast will cover.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. As the U.S. accuses China's military of carrying out dangerous provocations, diplomats from both countries are ramping up engagement. White House National Security Coordinator John Kirby also weighing in.
The White House is urging China to, quote, make better decisions in international waters and airspace following the close call in the Taiwan Strait on Saturday when a Chinese naval ship veered near a U.S. destroyer. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby on China.
Sadly, this is just part, again, of a growing aggressiveness by the PRC that we're dealing with, and we're prepared to address it.
Kirby said the U.S. has continued to convey to China that it must back down. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
SAG-AFTRA members voted to authorize a strike ahead of negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which begin tomorrow. The AMPTP releasing a statement saying, quote, "We are approaching these negotiations with the goal of achieving a new agreement that is beneficial to SAG-AFTRA members and the industry overall." This is ABC News. Some slight relief at the pump. Gas prices fell another 3 cents over the past week, according to government data. Prince Harry will be the first British royal to testify in court in more than 100 years. The Duke of Sussex will take the stand today in his lawsuit against Mirror Group Newspapers, the publisher of the Daily Mirror. A $3,000 virtual reality headset was the big announcement from Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference yesterday. But the company also showed off some new computers.
Apple kicked off WWDC with a new 15-inch version of the MacBook Air. It's 11.5 millimeters thick and just 3 pounds, making it, according to Apple,
the world's thinnest 15-inch laptop.
18 hours of battery life as well. The higher-end Mac Studio and Mac Pro computers are also getting some under-the-hood refreshes with versions of Apple's latest M2 chips. That means the company has officially completed its transition away from using Intel processors. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Just released from prison, in need of a job, but no one is hiring. Just Dane has been lifting people through these times of employment barriers for 50 years. And you can support this Madison nonprofit's important legacy and work. Join Civic Media by donating to Just Dane. Any amount will make a difference. Learn more and help now at justdane.org. That's justdane.org. Changing lives, changing the community. For 50 years, Just Dane.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought
Here's
to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for isolated thunderstorms overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 61. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 81. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for isolated storms. Lows dip down to about 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK. This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. As the U.S. accuses China's military of carrying out dangerous provocations, diplomats from both countries are ramping up engagement. White House National Security Coordinator John Kirby also weighing in.
The White House is urging China to, quote, make better decisions in international waters and airspace following the close call in the Taiwan Strait on Saturday when a Chinese naval ship veered near a U.S. destroyer. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby on China.
Sadly, this is just part, again, of a growing aggressiveness by the PRC that we're dealing with, and we're prepared to address it.
Kirby said the U.S. has continued to convey to China that it must back down. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
SAG-AFTRA members voted to authorize a strike ahead of negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which begin tomorrow. The AMPTP releasing a statement saying, quote, "We are approaching these negotiations with the goal of achieving a new agreement that is beneficial to SAG-AFTRA members and the industry overall." This is ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Strawberry, turtle, grasshopper, so many delicious flavors of cheesecake bars. Is your mouth watering yet? Well, good. Order your bars or bakery items now from Justine's Just Bakery in Madison. Along with feeding your cheesecake craving, you'll be supporting a special training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Justine's Just Bakery. Call 608-598-0042. 608-598-0042. Changing lives, changing the community. Justine.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for isolated thunderstorms overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 61. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 81. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for isolated storms. Lows dip down to about 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moore.